we now know that, in fact, that one can describe a future event. Not that it is, I think, predestined, but that given the probabilities that are in effect at that moment, that this is the likely outcome. And overall, out of these thousands of remote viewings that I have done, I have been very struck by the accuracy of what these people have said, particularly when you contrast it with what traditional futurists have predicted.
Okay, now, so let me ask you about remote viewing. We've had some remote viewers on the program before, Stephen, who've made some remote viewing predictions.
Yeah.
Accuracy rate is not really that high.
No.
Good guy says that Osama bin Laden is dead, yet we continue to get new audio tapes, and the CIA claims that they're authentic, so he's got to be still alive, or the tapes were done a long time ago, except that he's talking about current events, and I don't think Osama bin Laden was a remote viewer. Couple-fold question here. One, of course, is the ability of remote viewers. To you, what is a good accuracy rate? For a good remote viewer.
Overall, that's a very important question. And actually, I can give you a fairly specific answer.
Okay.
There are two parts to this answer, George. One part is in the laboratory research, and the other part is in the applications research. And the answer is about the same in both instances. When we do the archaeological remote viewing, for instance, where every concept is rated on a four-point scale, correct, partially correct, incorrect, can't be evaluated. Or when you do it in a laboratory where you're doing statistical outcome studies, the results are pretty much the same. That is, we expect to see about 75 to 85% accuracy. We know from the applications work that about 50% of the material will not be capable of being evaluated. For instance, if the remote viewer says, oh, yes, the captain was thinking of his wife as his ship sank. Well, if he didn't leave us a diary and he died, there's no way we're ever going to know whether that's true. So you'd have to say, well, that just can't be evaluated.
Right.
And there's a significant portion of material that simply can't be evaluated. But of the portion that can, we expect to see, as I say, both in the laboratory and in applications, about a 75% accuracy overall. These can range from small things that are accurate to quite large things. But the reality is that particularly in research, is that it's not so much the accuracy rate. You also have to figure in the low a priori probability of an observation being made. For instance, if I ask you, George, I want to locate something, and you say, oh, I see a ship, and a ship is in fact what I'm looking for. I mean, I don't tell you that. I just say I want you to find something I want you to find the thing that's described in this sealed envelope or that sort of thing. And you say to me, I see a ship. Well, that's good. You see a ship. That's an accuracy point for in your favor. But if you say to me, well, I see an anchor, well, okay, I mean, it's a ship. Of course you see it. I mean, you expect to see anchors. But if you say, so I don't put too much value on that. There may, in fact, be an anchor there.
Right.
And so you would say, well, he's accurate. But I would say to you, well, maybe he's accurate, or maybe he's just making a connection that's quite logical. If you have a ship, you have an anchor. So I wouldn't put too much store by that. But if you said to me, well, you know, I see a rose quartz chandelier in the captain's cabin. Now, that I'd pay attention to.
Right, because I'm getting specific here.
Well, and not only that, is I don't expect to hear comments about rose quartz chandeliers in descriptions of ships.
Sure.
Right? So if there actually was a rose quartz chandelier found in the ship, then I'd put a lot of store by that.
Okay.
So you have to evaluate, not only is it accurate, but is it probable that that observation would occur in relation to that target? And that's the kind of thing that separates out. I mean, an awful lot of how can I put it?
Well,
remote viewing presentations contain flamboyant predictions that have a very...
Shock value?
Yeah, they have a lot of shock value, and they have a relatively problematic validity because of things that really have nothing to do with the psychic or with remote viewing.
Yet they could be tuned in.
They could be, but you can't know.
Okay.
You can't know whether it's remote viewing or whether it's just inference.
Or just that good perception.
Well, intuition,
yeah.
I would describe intuition as simply processing this information signal and evaluating it back based on past experience.
Well, but I can say to you, Stephen, I think there's going to be a terrorist attack in the United States. I don't know, but you know what? Based on history...
Yeah, there's going to be a terrorist attack.
There's going to be one.
Yeah,
eventually.
Of course. So I wouldn't put much store by that, but if you said to me, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, a guy's going to drive by the Union Bank in downtown Philadelphia, and when he gets to the corner of something and something else, it's going to blow up. Well, that's specific.